Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
Welcome to show number 15 of 90 Days to Abundance. On today's program, we're going to be talking about spring cleaning for your coupon stash and how to, if you just have a bunch of coupons that are stashed in a drawer, I'm going to help you develop a system so that you can make money with coupons, not just have them taking up space. Also, we're going to talk about how you can stay at home and make more money? Absolutely. If you have a teenager or someone in your family who will soon be a teenager, listen up because it's prom season and there are some things that you need to know about how expensive prom can be. And I've got 9 tips so that you can save a lot of money and have a better prom experience for your kids. And then finally, I'm going to share some deals and freebies that you don't want to miss at the national drugstore chains this week. Let's get going! Now, it's taken some time, but most of the country is finally enjoying some gorgeous spring days. Now, I realize that if you're up north, the Great Lakes region, it may be snowing still, and you may be experiencing ice as you listen to this, but don't let that put a damper on your spring cleaning. In fact, use those blustery, rainy, or cold days to freshen up your coupon stash and pantry using these steps. Step 1, purge your expired coupons and inserts. I don't care if you're a couponer or not a couponer. If you are grabbing coupons because you think they're going to be valuable to you and you're looking around and you're finding that you've got some old ones hanging around, let's just kind of clear all that out. I mean, doesn't it feel good to clear out bags full of clutter from your closet? Well, you get the same awesome feeling when you send all your old expired coupons and inserts to the recycling bin. So wherever it is that you keep that, we have a little bin in the kitchen that we kind of keep the extra coupons in addition to my official couponing bin. Now, I know we often put off this task because it can be tedious. If it's been a while since you've cleaned out your stash, try to make the job a little bit more manageable by sitting down to a marathon of Mad Men or whatever else you might want to binge watch on Netflix while sorting and purging. Next, let's reevaluate what's left over. Now, we all have coupons in our stash, which we've been holding on to forever. Now, these could be the old no expiration ones a relative gave you decades ago, the Catalina coupon you've been carrying around for 6 months for the product you never buy, but it is a high value one, so you haven't tossed it, and the freebie coupon you won for a product that none of your local stores carry. Now, as couponers, we tend to have the coupon equal money mentality ingrained in our head, and it's hard for us to put that money in the trash. And it's certainly true that coupons do equal money when they are redeemed, but it's also a bit silly to carry around a stack of coupons you haven't used in 6 months, and you probably never will. So let's purge them. Now, after purging your coupons, it's time to refresh your supplies. Now, I want you to pull together what you use regularly for couponing and evaluate whether everything is still in good shape and serving its purpose. For example, if you use a coupon holder, is it looking ragged? It's okay to invest a little bit into this because this is a hobby that pays you well. And if you feel good when you are involved in the process of redeeming and using and accessing these coupons, then it's money well spent to invest into your couponing hobby. Again, no matter how far you are into it, if you're extremely casual in your use of coupons or if you're a little bit more hardcore. Now, again, things like scissors, having a dedicated pair of scissors. I find that psychologically, when you have things that are dedicated to the hobby, it just makes it a little bit more fun. So you go ahead and make a list of everything you need to replenish on the supply side. Now, in addition, if you don't already, think about how to keep all your supplies neatly stored. Keeping everything together in an easily accessible box or bin can be a great way to make couponing a breeze. Next step, raid the pantry. Your stockpile is as big a part of the grocery savings as your coupon stash. Now, while spring cleaning your cupboards and shelves, reevaluate what's taking up space. Consider whether you're buying too much of a particular product. Now, another possibility might be you regularly cook certain meals and don't have any of those ingredients on hand. Now, couponing and meal planning isn't a set it and forget it system. Our families and our tastes are constantly evolving. If you find your family no longer likes a particular product, yet you stocked up on that some time ago, you've got access in the pantry, use spring cleaning as a time to send those unexpired, undamaged extras to a food pantry. Then jot a note to remind yourself not to keep buying an item that no one is still eating. Now, in my household, there is only one member of the family that eats breakfast cereal. The rest of us, for whatever reason, just not really into it. I have one cereal that I'll eat, granola, and that's kind of a tough one to get a good deal on. So it's just my son who's eating all of the cereal that I buy. So I really have to exercise some restraint when I'm able to get boxes of cereal for 50 cents or 75 cents a piece. So cereal, if you are on the receiving end of my donations, you often get boxes of cereal. Now, for more spring cleaning tips, check out the Let's Get Organized e-course. It's part of our 90 Days to Abundance program at savingsangel.com. Did you know that you may be able to stay at home and make more money? Now, that sounds rather contradictory, doesn't it? I mean, you know, keep listening and you'll soon understand how you may be able to cut expenses, thus giving yourself a pay increase while maintaining the job you currently have. Now, when it comes to savings, working from home is a great way to save on work-related expenses. No special clothing is required, transportation costs to and from work are eliminated, there's no daycare for the kids, and the list goes on. Now, working from home doesn't necessarily mean having to change jobs or start up a new home-based business, and it doesn't need to be full-time. Now, you may already have a job that could be converted into a telecommuting or teleworking position, even if it's only for 1 or 2 days a week. Now, according to the International Telework Association, 2 days per week is the national average. So other people are doing it. If this is possible for the work that you do, this could be a great option. Now, although many jobs are not conducive to telework, others may be a good fit. Now, this could be a way for you to maintain the work-life balance that your family needs, especially in instances where commuting back and forth to work significantly increases time away from home. I used to have one of those jobs where I would spend over 2 hours on the road. And that's lost productivity. That's lost family time. And so as an internet developer, I was able to spend, in particular when my daughter was just born, I was able to spend 2 days a week at home and do my work there. And so long as, you know, I was able to show my employer that my, you know, that I was still producing great work and in many cases, even better work, it was a great win-win. So when it comes to savings, everyone's circumstances are different. Now, when it comes to savings, everyone's circumstances are different. To give you an idea of how much you can save just in driving expenses alone, try the telework calculator at govloop.com. That's govloop.com. Now, the calculator will show you the annual total cost savings, hours of productivity saved, productivity gained from time savings, annual vehicle savings and annual pollutant reduction levels. Now, these calculations may also help you state your case to your supervisor, your employer, and show the potential cost savings by teleworking. Now, if this sounds like an interesting concept to you, you're going to want to read an article from the Quintessential Careers on things to consider and how to present a telecommuting proposal to your boss. Now, at Savings Angel, we have about 35 plus employees, and every single one of us work from home. And, as someone involved in that operation and I have people that I work with, I absolutely love it. I absolutely love not having to go into an office. Now, I can speak for myself personally. There are definitely drawbacks. It can be harder to draw that line of work versus personal time. Generally, it swings in the direction of more work interfering with family and personal time. So that is a little bit of a downside. Now, also, if you're at work and your kids are home from school, that can be a little bit of a challenge as well. So, you'll find yourself having to, if you're able to work in an office, be able to shut a door and put a sign on the door and say, well, mommy or daddy is at work right now. It's very important that I'm focused on that. But all that said, it is really nice that when you are able to set your work down, and let's say it's time for lunch, you can have lunch with some of the people that you love and care for most, your family. It's that time of year when parents of teens can shell out lots of money for the prom. Now, for some, this starts out in the junior high years or middle school and goes all the way through high school graduation in some cases. Now, according to Visa Inc.'s annual prom survey, now, if you are standing, I want you to sit down. If you're driving a car right now, you're going to want to pull over, all right? Because what I'm about to tell you, you're going to faint. Especially if you have a 12, 13, 14-year-old daughter and you have no idea what's ahead of you, the average, now again, make sure you're sitting, make sure you're safely pulled to the side of the road. The average household is going to spend, get this, on prom, $1,139 on prom this year. Wow, that's ridiculous. Now that figure could be even a bit low depending on where you live. Now CBS News reports that parents foot about 59% of the bill while the teens take care of the remaining 41%. So what can be done to keep the cost of this big event down to a more reasonable and manageable size? Now, if you're sitting down and you were standing, you can go ahead and stand up. I'm going to give you some good news here. I'm going to give you some suggestions. If you've pulled over to the side of the road, it is safe to resume driving because I'm going to help you. All right. So here's a few suggestions that can go a long way in the money saving department. Number one, save on flowers. Shop for flowers at your local grocery store. Now, check online tutorials for ways to make professional looking flower arrangements, or you can pick up inexpensive silk flowers from your local craft store and do the same thing. Now, some craft stores hire people that are talented in the area of floral arranging, and it doesn't hurt to ask for help. Tip number two, save on hair salons. Now, if you're looking for an updo, salons can charge a lot to prom goers. Instead, try doing it yourself with the help of a friend or online tutorials. Now, if that doesn't work for you, check your local beauty or cosmetology schools. Now, charges here are much less than the regular salons. Number three, save on nails. Again, If this is something you can't do yourself or with a friend, beauty schools are another resource for less expensive ways to have your nails done. Now, one thing on each of these, with number 2 and number 3 I just shared, is that you can also just post on your social media and see if you have any local friends. You might be surprised that have some skill sets in these areas. And this also goes with tip number 4, to save on makeup. So ditto on trying out the beauty school. However, another way to go is to have a free makeover done at the cosmetic counter in one of your local department stores. Now, just go ahead and be upfront about it, and naturally they're going to want to sell you makeup, and so be open to that. But skilled associates are generally willing to provide one-on-one consultations for their customers. Now, be aware, again, that they are going to be hoping that you will buy one of the products that are used on you. Now, if you can resist buying the products, or, you know, keep your budget intact, the free makeover itself will help you learn some techniques to get a professional look. Tip number 5, save on dresses. Don't have a thing to wear? Now, maybe you do have a dress that you've worn before and can alter or have it altered to give it a new look. Now, if not, check your local consignment shops and thrift stores before buying new. Look, even if your teen is absolutely against the idea, bring them in front of the speakers right now. It's okay. At least humor your parents, and at least look, all right? And trust your parents. They're very, very smart when it comes to this sort of thing. Again, you know, there's nothing quite like, you know, buying a brand new dress and wearing it only one time. Look, I understand prom is, you know, a very exciting time, but you'd be amazed at what you can find at consignment shops and other thrift stores. Again, these are dresses that were likely only worn once or twice. So you can pick up a gently used dress at a fraction of the cost of a new one. And get this, if you're still listening, potential prom goer, you may be able to get a much nicer, listen to me, you might be able to get a much nicer, much better dress for the same amount of money than if you went ahead and bought new. Now, plus, some communities and schools do have dress sales or swaps before prom time just for this purpose. So you can also check for dress rentals. Now, tux rentals, gentlemen, if you shop around, you can actually get a really good deal if you spend some time and find a place that is going to give you a very fair price. Now, often bridal shops will rent dresses. Now, this too can be a much cheaper way to go. And remember, potential prom goer, you can get better by doing this than if you must buy a brand new dress. Tip number 6, save on accessories, like for purses, shoes, jewelry, ties for the guys. Check to see what you already have in the closet before buying something new. I mean, can you repurpose some of these things? Now, maybe a friend or a relative has something you can borrow. Now, it doesn't hurt to ask. Again, what I love to do when it comes to shopping is just urge my listeners and my blog readers and column readers to do research ahead of time before you break out the credit card, before you break out the wallet and purse. Now, if you can't come up with anything, then try shopping discount and clearance racks again so that we can get something better. Number 7, save on the limo. If you can't drive yourself and just have to have the limousine, shop around for the best hourly rate and fees. Now, also, you might want to pay attention to daily deal websites. Actually, I have seen limousine rentals show up in Groupon and Living Social. Now, sharing the limo and the cost with other couples not only makes it more fun, but can significantly cut the cost of the rental. Now, if you just want a nice car but don't need the limo, check for other possibilities at your local car rental places. Number 8, save on photography. Now, if the prom committee has set up photography during the big event, it may not be too expensive. However, today's teens are fairly capable of taking their own pictures, staged or unstaged, from their cell phones and other devices. Now, parents probably won't need to worry about not getting enough pictures. You'll get pictures from every angle. And finally, number 9, one of the best pieces of advice when it comes to proms is to set a budget beforehand. Now, if your teen doesn't already know how to budget, this is a great time for them to learn. Now, Visa has come up with a fun, easy-to-use prom planning app for parents and teens. It's called Planet Prom. Now, the app incorporates a prom countdown, timeline, and budget health meter. Now, to get the link to this app, all you have to do is just go to Savings Angel, click on podcast, a little brownish button, and you're going to look for episode number 15, where I have this link and all the other links from this episode. And let me give you a number 10. This is a bonus. As I was recording this, Vicki Bramer commented on my article about prom savings and shared this, that we neglected to mention saving money on the meal. Now, many prom committees do not provide a meal. Now, prior to dancing, fare on food, and this is all according to Vicki. I'm just reading her comment, and this is just fantastic here. Now, prior to dancing, fare on food might be a full meal for an additional expense. Cheese and crackers, ice cream socials, or punch only. Now, their girls had a winter affair called Banquet, where the main meal and dessert were included in the ticket. Now, they also had prom, which different committees hosted over the years and was a dance only. So they opted for getting ready at one house, doing each other's hair and nails. Some gals went earlier to local beauty schools where former classmates were now enrolled. Parents pooled together to offer a spread of finger foods like crackers, cheese, fruit, punch, and water. And other parents offered to grill steak, chicken, provide pasta or burgers, catered for the to the child and their date, and some 20 to 30 friends all gathered at one home for this. Now, if hosting a larger group of friends, you can borrow tables and chairs from your church or local club. You can buy dollar store tablecloths. You can use simple centerpieces. You can use Savings Angel. Thank you, Vicki, for supplying for shopping for table settings and food, or you can hit the warehouse stores. Vicki concludes by saying that this provides a great opportunity for photo ops where everybody can then, after the fact, share all the pictures together. Vicki, thank you so much for sharing that. And if you have comments on any of the things that I share in this podcast, please just go ahead and post them. You can comment on the podcast post itself at Savings Angel, or you can read any of our blog articles, pretty much everything I talk about on this podcast. I also write at Savings Angel in our blog. And so you're welcome to go back and get the written form at any point. And I always welcome your comments, questions, and discussion. All right, so here we go. Let me share some great deals that you can get. Now, there are a number of phenomenal Easter deals that you can get at local grocery chains and national grocery chains. I'm really not going to get into that so much. I really want you to just go to my website. If you're listening to this, it's again right before Easter. I want you to stock up on some of those phenomenal Easter deals. But on this podcast, I'm just going to share some freebies. If you're listening to me and you can pop into a Walgreens or CVS, I want you to not miss these freebies. These are the things I love to share. So at CVS this week, you can get Colgate toothpaste, normally sells for $4.29. You can actually get for free, and you can make 50 cents cash money. I kid you not. Now, the way this works is they're going to give you your $3.99 back at the register, but you're also going to go in with a 50 cent coupon that just came out, which means that you're going to get a little bit of an overage. You're going to make 50 cents profit. Yeah. Also at CVS, you can get a free photo book. Now, from what I understand, All you have to do is just bring in a memory device, a little card, SD card with your photos on it. Now you can choose, I believe, about 8 to 10 photos, and they will print a free 4x6 photo book just for showing up with your pictures. And that's a $5.99 value. Also at CVS, you can get the Almay Color and Care Liquid Lip Balm or Eye Makeup Remover. Now, this one's super easy. You just grab a $4 coupon that came out in the April 13th SmartSource coupon insert. They're going to give you money back at the register. And by the time it's all said and done, you just got that makeup free. And then finally at CVS, here's some Easter candy. You can get the Mars Easter M&Ms or the Minis, or you can get Dove Chocolate Eggs or Sea Salt Promises, whatever that is. Sea Salt Promises? That doesn't sound very good. Well, I don't know. You're going to have to try out whatever that Sea Salt Promises is. You know a thing I think is just hilarious? It's not hilarious, like as in funny, but I think it's kind of unusual, is when, I think it was like Wendy's and all these other products were coming out with, and it's seasoned with sea salt, as if like, you know, sea salt is some rare commodity. Where on earth did you ever find sea salt? My goodness, you might as well just sprinkle it with gold, why don't you? I don't think there's a more common element on the planet than sea salt. Anyway, if you want Sea Salt Promises, you can also get a solid chocolate bunny. These things are all at CVS. They're normally $4. You're going to go in with a coupon. It's $2 on 3 coupon that we've got at Savings Angel. Again, podcast number 15 for the show notes. And you can apply that. They're going to give you money back at the register. You're going to get 58% off your Sea Salt Easter candy. Yum. And speaking of salt, you can get Morton Epsom lotion. I haven't dug into that to find out what this is. I know certainly using Epsom salts is very good for you, particularly if you're trying to overcome some aches and pains, but they've put it in a lotion, so no bath required. Now, this has a retail price of $7. It's on sale for $6 at Walgreens, and what's really cool, no coupon needed. Just show up. They're going to give you your $6 back at the register in the form of a register reward, which means you get your Morton Epsom lotion for free. And then finally at Walgreens, you're going to get a product, and it's, I kid you not, this is, it's deodorant in a cloth. And so, look, I know how inconvenient it is to rub your underarms with a deodorant stick. Well, no fear, Ban has come to your rescue, because now they've put that deodorant goodness into a disposable cloth. And so you can get 10 cloths for $4.29 regularly. What a ripoff. I mean, seriously, that's crazy. All right. Well, look, $4.29 is something, it's 10 uses, as opposed to how many uses do you get out of a $4 stick of deodorant? I mean, 100? So anyway, there's a nice little marketing gimmick here. But look, that's the regular price, which again, I would advise, unless you have a really good reason. So here's where I see that this could potentially be valuable, and that's maybe traveling, or, you know, if you need to keep something in the car and your car gets hot and you don't want your car to smell like deodorant all the time, I could come up maybe with a couple of practical uses there. But otherwise, man, look at that's 43 cents per use. My gosh. Anyway, why am I sharing this? It's because you can get it for free this week if you grab a coupon that just came out in the SmartSource coupon insert April 13th. It just came out. You bring it into Walgreens, or you can bring it into CVS and you can get that product for free. Don't spend your money on it. By the way, if you have any other products that you would like me to endorse... certainly not going to get any endorsement offers from Ban anytime soon. If you enjoyed today's episode, feel free to give me a rating on iTunes, a positive 5-star rating on iTunes. Guys, you don't even know. I mean, really, really helps me share this message of abundance to a much larger audience. It really, really makes a big impact. Also, subscribing. I really appreciate that you've listened to this episode. To get all of the episodes, it's very simple. If you're listening to this program in any kind of an app, they should give you somewhere in that app an option to subscribe. It might be a little plus sign, like in Stitcher. There might be a thumbs up. There might be some sort of a little subscribe button. Click on that, please. That ensures that you'll always get the latest in abundance. This podcast comes out 3 times a week. Also, if you found any of this helpful, especially if you have friends that have kids that are going to be going to prom soon, friends that might be interested in some spring cleaning strategies, feel free to share this podcast on Facebook, on Twitter, anywhere that you use social media. I really, really appreciate that little bit of effort in sharing the message of abundance. And I promise if you share this with your friends, I will work my hardest to be of service to them as well. Now, also, you can come visit me on Twitter. Just follow me at savingsangel.com. Again, that's savings with an S. Many savings and one angel on Twitter. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, good luck, because I tell you, Facebook, if you follow a company or a product, unless you are really, really engaged with that, they've kind of changed the rules on it. When we post something on Facebook, only about 1% of our fans actually see it. So I'm really not all that excited about Facebook. You're welcome to follow us there. I certainly appreciate that. We've got, over 13,000 people that do follow us there. And I feel bad for those people that don't hear much from us. But, that's Facebook's method of trying to get us to pay a lot more money to pay to advertise that. But if you follow us on Twitter, guess what? You'll get everything that we share. And I try to share only the most valuable information. So again, if you've never used Twitter or you used Twitter casually, come on over. Come on over to Twitter. It's a lot of fun. You'll actually hear from the people that you want to follow. It's really great for following products and brands, and especially products and brands that offer discounts and coupons and promotions. And you can always just search on your wall. Don't follow too many people, because then everything gets lost. But come on over to Twitter. Again, that's at savingsangel.com. And with that, my friends, thank you so much for spending this time with me. And guess what? Episode number 16 is coming out on Friday, and I am going to be interviewing Jeff Sanders. I'm actually really, really excited to interview him. I've been listening to his podcast, The 5 a.m. Miracle, for many, many months. I love his philosophy. He's a super smart guy, super intelligent, and we're going to have a great discussion about being proactive in life. And waking up at 5 a.m. is kind of a metaphor. Don't worry if you're just never going to do that. I want to make sure that you listen, because I promise you're going to get something really, really good that's going to help you in life, help you live more proactively, and help you live more abundantly. We'll see you on Friday. Where on earth did you ever find sea salt?